you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Your organs are failing and your death is drawing near. But if
you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time. You can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Disease costs humanity $397.4 trillion annually. That's more than global GDP, $101 trillion. The number sounds wrong because economists spent centuries measuring productivity without accounting for the people who stopped being productive on account of being dead. The missing piece is DALYs, disability-adjusted life years, healthy years deleted by disease. Die at 40 instead of 80? That's 40 DALYs. Spend 10 years severely depressed? That's 5 DALYs. Globally, 2.88 billion DALYs annually. Using the commonly used $150,000 VSLY, value of a statistical life year, that's $382.5 trillion in lost human potential, plus $8.2 trillion in direct medical costs, and $6.7 trillion in lost productivity. That's the bill. Here's the receipt for the fix. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million per year to run. It saves $58.6 billion per year in clinical trial waste. That's a 637-to-1 return on R&D savings alone. The total societal benefit, including lives saved, is 84.8 million to 1. I know, those numbers look like someone fell asleep on the keyboard. They didn't. Here's the breakdown. The math. From $41,000 to $500. Traditional phase 3 trials cost $41,000 per patient. That's a Tesla. Per person, to find out if a pill works. The pill costs 37 cents to make. The paperwork weighs more than the patient. Then, the Oxford Recovery Trial proved you can do the same thing for $500 during a pandemic while panicking. They tested COVID treatments on 40,000 plus patients by using existing hospital staff, revolutionary concept, doctors treating patients, using electronic data instead of sacrificing forests to the paperwork gods, and focusing on what actually matters, does the patient live or die, not did they complete Form 27B in triplicate. Your decentralized FDA takes this model global, up to 44.1 times cost reduction, same data quality, better real-world applicability. It turns out you don't need 17 committees to answer the question, did the medicine work? Where the $58.6 billion comes from? Global clinical trial spending is $60 billion per year and growing because, apparently, inefficiency scales beautifully. Baseline estimate 97.7% efficiency gains across the market, based on pragmatic trial cost estimates. This assumes pragmatic designs scale beyond simple mortality endpoints to most therapeutic areas. Some trial types, complex imaging, rare disease custom endpoints, device trials, won't hit that reduction. But the majority of spending goes to large therapeutic area trials where recovery-style designs work. And the estimate is conservative enough that even if a third of the market resists pragmatic redesigns, the savings dwarf the costs. 97.7% of $60 billion equals $58.6 billion saved annually. What $58.6 billion buys you? Each new drug approval is worth an average of $1.62 billion in market value. The FDA approves roughly 50 drugs per year. That is the speed at which a species with nuclear weapons and artificial intelligence has chosen to cure itself. Staggering. With 12.3 times more trial capacity, you could test far more treatments at once. With the money saved every year, you could fund 10,000 new pragmatic clinical trials at $5 million each, which is still luxurious by recovery standards, test treatments for 7,000 rare diseases currently ignored because orphan diseases aren't profitable enough for your orphan-making economic system, cut drug development time from 17 years to 3 to 5 years. Most terminal patients don't have 17 years. This has not occurred to anyone in charge. Make medicines affordable by eliminating $2.6 billion in development costs, roughly 90% of which is lawyers arguing about commas. Daily opportunity cost. Every day without this system costs $161 million in wasted trial spending alone. Delayed treatments cost 7.94 billion disability-adjusted life years, or DALYS, healthy life years, over the full lag period, cumulative across all deaths and disability during the delay, not a single year's burden. Yes, that exceeds annual global DALYS because dead people keep being dead for decades. All because of the regulatory lag period. The lag period is not a safety feature. It is a waiting room where people die. You just gave the waiting room a nicer name. What it costs to run. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million per year to operate. Servers, engineers, compliance, global integration, the boring stuff that saves billions. One-time build cost is similar. For context, this is roughly what your species spends annually on Halloween costumes for dogs. I need you to sit with that for a moment. Less than one fighter jet, less than one yacht, less than what FIFA spends on hospitality. ROI scenarios. In the conservative scenario, the return on investment is 637 to 1, counting R&D savings only, net present value or NPV over 10 years. In the recommended scenario, the return is 84.8 million to 1, counting R&D plus post-safety efficacy lag elimination. In the worst-case scenario, the return is an estimated 66 to 1, counting higher costs and lower adoption. Even the worst case, everything goes wrong, adoption is terrible, the engineers quit and the servers catch fire, still returns an estimated 66 to 1. That beats every military investment in human history. Your worst medical outcome is still better than your best military one. Let that sink in while you're approving next year's defense budget. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives, 95% CI, 20.6 lives to 77.6 lives, and preventing 6.90 million hours, 95% CI, 4.01 million hours to 12.2 million hours of suffering. Go to waronDisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.